Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. How to stop illegal weapons from pouring into New York. Without question, it gets front burner treatment following a slew of shootings here in the city. Shootings which have taken the lives of two police officers this week, not to mention that random shooting which injured a one-year-old the other day and left a Burger King employee dead after a thug took money from the register and still shot her. And so we began with the first meeting of that interstate think tank called by Governor Hochul to determine where these guns are coming from and how to stop them. 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer in our leadoff spot this afternoon.
Governor Hochul wrapping up her remarks, saying the stats show a dramatic rise in gun violence.
80% increase in firearm homicides here in the state of New York since 2019. 75% of the guns committed in those crimes came from out of state. So there is a direct correlation.
The goal of the Interstate Task Force to stop the flow of guns into New York State, especially here in the city, by sharing data and resources between the NYPD, local law enforcement from nine Northeast states, and the ATF. Mayor Eric Adams says the data sharing needs to happen on a daily basis, as it did after the September 11th terror attacks.
We are going to use that with the terror of gun violence that's sweeping our entire nation.
The governor also creating an Office of Gun Violence Prevention as part of the New York State Health Department and committing millions of dollars so the New York State Police can hire new recruits and gun crime analysts. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds News.
All of this coming in the wake of Mayor Adams' Blueprint to End Gun Violence program, where he's increasing police patrols, gun checkpoints, and bringing back the controversial plainclothes anti-crime unit. We also just learned that President Biden will be here next Thursday to meet with the mayor to talk about the administration's plans to combat gun crime. Meantime, we got vigils tonight for the fallen NYPD officers, Jason Rivera, Wilbert Mora. Rivera's wake is tomorrow, followed by his funeral on Friday. Mora's services will take place next week, but tonight there is a vigil at the Sikh Cultural Society at 9530 108th Street over in Richmond Hill. They're doing it at 6:30. It'll be for both men. Also today, Washington Heights Learning School, where Jason Rivera attended high school, is holding an alumni memorial in their auditorium. JetBlue doing its part to help the families and friends of the two officers who were killed. They're flying scores of law enforcement officers to New York for free to attend the services. JetBlue issued a statement to 1010 Winds, which says, "We are honored to help now, just as we have in the past. We have a long history of supporting public service professionals in our hometown of New York, as well as the many other places JetBlue crew members live and work." JetBlue says law enforcement officers and other public officials who want to come to New York for the services need only call the airline. Now to that guy who shot a fella in a waiting area. We got a note for him here. At Jacoby Hospital, you might not want to do that while they're treating you for an asthma attack. You hear about this? We told you about the shooting in the waiting room at the ER at Jacoby. Police say 25-year-old Kieber Martinez walked into the hospital, wheezing and carrying on and out of breath. Mayor Adams says while he was being treated, he actually stopped what he was doing, stopped the nurses and the doctors to tend to some business.
The incident personified how urgent the moment is. A person appeared to have gone to the hospital because they had an asthma problem. And while in the hospital, they noticed a rival gang member, possibly. He pulled out a gun and shot the person.
Isn't that crazy? I'm having an asthma attack, but doctor, could you excuse me a minute? I need to shoot this guy. Ay, ay, ay. The other guy took a slug to the arm. He was treated there at the hospital. Martinez was arrested on attempted murder charges after his sister reportedly called the cops. Well, more reason for concern on the city's streets and highways now. A new report out of the pedestrian safety group, Transportation Alternatives, says traffic accidents killed 273 people last year in the five boroughs. That's twice as many as in 2018, the most in recent memory. With that, the report calling on the Adams administration to take a more proactive approach to improving traffic safety. There's been no comment yet from City Hall. Well, after more than eight decades, oh my gosh, they're doing it today. They're flipping their last sliders today at a beloved White Castle location in Jackson Heights.
For some in Jackson Heights, it's not just about the sliders, but the memories.
We used to come here all the time. I mean, especially with friends, you know, when a teenager, you know, at night out, we would always come to this place because it was open 24 hours.
Rob was here right when the White Castle on Northern Boulevard opened this morning for the last time.
Number one with cheese.
The company closing the location after 86 years.
I'm walking distance, so I figured I'd come and get something on the last day.
Mike, also a devoted customer, wondering why it's closing.
Real estate. Money, money, money. Politicians. Not enough burgers.
The company owns the property, but would not disclose its plans. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Jackson Heights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.